Working on a Hunch. Hello, this is Kim White, and you're listening to another episode of Let's Get Bent. The mother of all postures, the shoulder stand, Salambha Savangasana, most commonly called the candle pose, is to be part one of our anatomical focus on the neck and the shoulders. Part two will follow next episode. In my desire to give the importance of this posture the utmost credence, let me borrow some words from Yogacharya Master BKS Iyengar. The importance of Savangasana cannot be overemphasized. It is one of the greatest boons conferred on humanity by our ancient sages. Not a bad little prop there for that shoulder stand. So why should we get upside down? Well, to start with, it provides a great stretch for the neck, for the upper back, and for the spine, and keeps the spine long and strong. And this is a massive benefit for the modern human. We tend to hunch and slouch and spend countless hours on the computer and sitting at a desk or driving. So let me guide you through the candle pose and onto a more upright or a better upright style of living. For those of you that are new to this asana, it is best to use a few props. So grab a towel and find a wall that you can comfortably rest your feet on. Fold one or more towels or blankets into rectangles and place them on the floor. Lie on the towel so that your upper back and neck are being supported by the towel, which means that your back of your shoulders are resting on the towel and your neck is lying off of the towel, so your shoulders are a little bit lifted. If you feel more comfortable and confident with this posture, lie on the floor without the towels. Both options require your chin to be tucked into your chest and the back of your neck flat on the floor underneath you. For those suffering high blood pressure, work on level one until you feel comfortable holding it for 3 minutes, and then you can proceed on to our level two or step two. Have your back facing the wall and place the palms down on the floor and bring the knees into your chest. On an out breath, raise the hips off of the floor and rest the hands on the hips by bending the elbows. Start to feel the chest touching the chin. Level one, it's at this point that you will find the wall with your feet and have your thighs parallel to the floor. Level two, you'll walk your hands further down the spine towards the shoulders and bring your hips onto the top, sitting right up on top of your shoulders. You will now be resting on the back of your head and the neck with the elbows resting on the floor. Place the hands in the middle of the spine and take two breaths. Level one, have the feet about a hip width apart and press the feet into the wall. Push the hips forward towards the shoulders, trying to take the kink out that's sitting at your hips. Level two, exhale and stretch the feet straight with the toes pointing up. Press the hips forward towards the chin and again take the kink out of your hips. Stay in this posture with a steady in and out breath for a minimum of 30 seconds, working towards 1 minute. When you feel confident with the asana, work towards a 5 minute hold. Exhale and gradually slide down to lie on the back and relax with steady breaths. So what else makes this posture the mother of all asanas? Well, there's so much more going on internally with the candle pose than what you would imagine, and it provides these amazing benefits for the entire body. It enables the thyroid gland, and this is the gland that's responsible for managing your metabolism, and it helps to have this thyroid gland function more effectively. And the candle pose also revitalizes the nerves. It purifies the blood and promotes good circulation through the entire endocrine system, the digestive system, the nervous system, and the body is just stimulated in so many different incredible ways. And a rich supply of oxygenated blood is sent to the organs and the glands in the upper part of the body because we're inverted. It increases blood flow to the brain, therefore helping headaches, congestion, and sore throats. And it changes the gravity in the body and positively affects the abdominal organs, and the bowels move freely, while also releasing the system of toxins, resulting in feeling a lot more full of energy. And it's been said that while practicing the candle, new life will flow into you and your mind will be at peace and you will feel the joy of life. Happy stretching!